Okay, good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Wednesday, the 19th of June. Hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us as always. The whole idea of the session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared for today's trading opportunities as we can. So, with a very, very bullish backdrop, largely driven by this AI rally, Nvidia now becoming the biggest company in the world by market cap capitalization is an impressive story, considering 2 years ago no one had really heard of Nvidia. So a very impressive rise. The numbers are absolutely staggering, and it keeps going, and these markets are really proving that this AI rally is ongoing, and it doesn't look like it's stopping anytime soon. What's difficult for us as traders, especially retail traders, and especially the fact that we trade shorter term time swings, is that prices are swinging higher, but they're constantly making new highs and not pulling back or giving us a corrective move to try and get into it. So very frustrating market dynamics, complete indecision across the dollar, also gold as well, long-term indecision there as well. And we have crude oil actually rallying off the $72 lows, which is it's kind of a counterintuitive rally that we're currently seeing. So we're still keeping our eyes open, seeing if we get an opportunity to start selling, with a focus on US stockpiles now on tomorrow being Thursday. So let's break it all down for you in a little bit more detail. If we can start, of course, with our risk warning. Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? How do we manage each trade once we're in a profitable position, and also trade psychology? And a very important feature actually is the psychology of this market rally that we're currently seeing. We know it's very, very narrow in breadth. We know it's driven by AI or AI optimism, let's say, or euphoria, or whatever kind of correlated word you'd like to use. And we're certainly in this bubble type territory. And the question is, how sustainable are these price rises? How sustainable is this whole AI? And it's very difficult for anyone to really be able to comfortably know, but what we can see clearly is that capital is continuing to pile in. What's concerning with bubbles is if the majority of the capital that's being put to work is from a retail perspective, as in you and I, once the institutions start, you know, pulling out, something like ARK Invest, Cathie Woods pulled out of Nvidia, it was easily over a year ago now, and you know, their business is these tech stocks. So yeah, quite surprising upside, way more so than probably anyone ever anticipated, to think that Nvidia, producer of AI chips, and they've got different models coming out as well, so they're going to have an annual revamp, is more valuable than companies like Apple and Microsoft is pretty incredible in such a very, very short period of time. So fascinating market dynamics, very unusual market dynamics. It's kind of post-COVID. There's a lot of capital around. It's finding homes and all sorts of kind of strange places. And like I said, the biggest problem for us with these US equity markets is the nature of the rally and the lack of opportunity to get into it. You have to be able to buy all-time highs to see further upside. So we address these considerations every day in our live trading rooms, of course, and we're strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and what we've tried to demonstrate as of recently is the need to be patient and trying to focus on a number of very, very small tradable opportunities. We need to sort of really cherry pick our opportunities at the moment. So yeah, a tough market dynamic for sure. Okay, so let's start with review of market moving news. So for this, we'll bring over Forex Factory and see the calendar. Just looking back yesterday, we saw core retail sales coming in a little bit worse than expected. So we would expect a bit of bad news on the retail sales side to actually be supportive of equity markets. We're also hearing from a number of Fed speakers as well that are a little bit sort of a little bit more cautious on the rate cut narrative. Although there is every intention to cut rates, it seems to be more of a timing issue. So the market is pricing in that. It's pricing in the negative news. And I guess when you look at a chart like the NASDAQ, I guess what's providing some comfort in a move like this for those that are investing is that there's probably a deep-held belief. Certainly in this move from bottom left to top right, we're making new highs literally every hour. So we're constantly grinding higher. And I think there's probably a profound belief in this rally that when this starts to fail, that the Fed, well, there's an appreciation that the Fed may very well step in to support or to save these financial markets by cutting rates and potentially making, God forbid, more capital available, which doesn't really seem like that's the solution. But the amount of capital that's in the system is pretty significant. Volume levels are on the lower end, but we're still seeing prices going higher, even though there's a small bit of softening. We had been seeing, if you look at the ATR, we're up to 238. Sorry. It's not really moving for me. I'm not sure why. Yeah, so just comparatively speaking, oh, there we go. So 300 and... You know, 340, and we're now down at 240. So we have been seeing significantly more volatility. Even though these prices are continuing to rise, so there is this profound belief that this AI rally is here to stay, and anyone buying up at these highs just expect these markets to continue to rally. There's an interesting stat on, and we'll have a look at AI, and sorry, NVIDIA when we move to our mentorship room. We'll have a look at the rise of NVIDIA. There's a headline in the news in the Bloomberg webpage, which is NVIDIA's 591,078% rally to most valuable stock. I'm just saying that it kind of came in waves. But it did come in a very, very, very short period of time. It may be the biggest rally from any company any ever in history to up to these massive, massive levels, and over such a short period of time as well. So breathtaking, and that's what this is. Even a rally in the NASDAQ, really, from the lows to the highs, you're still talking about 8-9% rally. In less than 3 weeks, so in about 14 days, we've seen that kind of rally. So, and we're always talking about a bubble type dynamic even prior to this 3 week rally. So, if we're a bubble at these lower levels, we're absolutely in a bubble up at these higher levels. And like I said, the only trade that's available is an opportunity to buy all-time highs. You really don't get any kind of corrective move to start getting in around support levels and see further upside. So there's an agenda to kind of pump money into these prices as often as they can. Now, it is a bank holiday today in the US. This morning, we've already seen some UK inflation numbers coming out, very much in line with expectations. So on the headline CPI, we've come from 2.3 to 2%, which is back to target. It's what they want to see. Now, we still have very uncomfortable core CPI inflation numbers. This is excluding food and energy. Those prices are still proving to be quite sticky, along with the services. Inflation is still proving quite sticky. So I guess looking at the pound, will the pound react positively to this kind of news event? It looks like it's already begun to act in a very positive manner. But do note, today is a bank holiday. It's Juneteenth in the US. So we're believe it or not, we've had a rally this week in the indice markets. We've had a lot of indecision everywhere else. So from a market dynamic perspective, it's quite mixed in nature. Lowering volatility in these markets and a lack of what we refer to as a high probability trading opportunities, certainly a lack of coherent opportunities, which is why we wanted to adopt a kind of a wait and see approach and see if we can put together a few decent trades. And I don't believe week to date that we've actually been able to get into one single trade. Anytime we have a level of interest, we see prices continuing to reverse or move away from those levels. So nothing really that we can pull the trigger on. And that's one of the pillars for us is patience. And if we don't have the dynamics in which to take a trade, we just can't take that trade because it doesn't make sense to what we would expect. So bank holiday, be mindful of that. And tomorrow we'll be hearing from the SNB and the Bank of England as well. So both expected to hold rates at current level, 1.5 for the SNB, 5.25 for the Bank of England. Certainly prepared to hold. I don't think going in with the election in the US, sorry, in the UK, the election on July 4th, isn't it, I believe. So we're only a few weeks away, 2-3 weeks away from that election date. And there's no way in which the BOE would cut rates, we would assume, even though inflation is back to 2%, but, you know, slightly higher on the services and the core CPI numbers. Okay. So tomorrow we've got a really big day and the US will be back online as well. So this afternoon, very likely to be a bit of a bland trading session. Nothing of any major concern really for the afternoon. We'll have these 30-year bond auctions as well. We'll be able to see what the demand and the rate for this German 30-year bond auction. With turmoil, you know, in geopolitical terms, with the French election underway and the rise of kind of the far right and the far left taking over what seems to be Macron's incumbent government. And Yeah, instability is what's created, which is why we've got a bit of a bearish view of the equity of the euro. So apart from this rally, and let me demonstrate. When we don't really buy into that euro rally, we've actually got more reasons to sell than we do to buy. Perhaps we can exercise a little bit of caution. Bit of indecision yesterday, strong rally. Again, we're not overly comfortable with the strong rally. We're currently trading inside those levels. So I'm just leaving the screen up on the six major markets. These are the most liquid markets in the world, by the way. So our bias would be to the downside for the euro dollar below the 107.11. Let's get the biases that we're comfortable with. Further upside across the equities. Don't really see any reason why we wouldn't kind of grind higher. The AI rally is alive and well. Elsewhere, we've got broadly sideways moving markets across many of the dollar pairs and in gold as well. So we can be patient and potentially either wait for the breakout to the downside, which could be quite a significant move. Or of course we need to be mindful of a break to the upside, which the Aussie dollar could be getting quite close to, for example, and there might be an opportunity in the pound as well. So very much a mixed bag for the dollar. There's a distinct lack of clarity. And as we know, the euro dollar has been in a sideways range now between 106 and 110 for quite some period of time. So we're still in consolidation. And our bias is very much to the downside in crude oil. But we have now rallied above these moving averages. And question is, are we going to get a meaningful corrective move? Bit of a question mark over opportunities in a few of these markets. And that's our overriding sort of position, really. The 107.11 for the euro dollar, we probably want to be getting into crude oil below $79, even though we've continued to rally. We don't have any belief for further upside rallies in crude oil for now. We do have crude oil inventories coming in tomorrow, so let's see how will that sort of change the dynamic. If it comes in significantly, the stockpiles are dwindling quite considerably. We might see a bit further upside, bit of rally there. We'll wait and see whether it comes in line with expectations or not. So for now, we're left with, do we want to buy all-time highs? And we've been struggling to buy all-time highs as prices have been grinding and we're up at significantly higher numbers. So really, from a trade plan perspective, I'm sorry to say it's kind of pretty much in line with our expectations so far week to date, where we do want to keep all our options open if we possibly can. We want to look at potentially selling the euro dollar if we get some dollar strength across the board. We've got an upside down dollar position at the minute with it strengthening against the euro, but it's weakening against many other markets. So that indecision is not great. We've got indecision in gold as well. And nothing has really changed to any great extent. And we've got a bank holiday in the US, so we can expect a quieter afternoon. So there's not much more to say than apart from, you know, from a market summary perspective. We do have these mixed market conditions. You can find the reasons to buy into this AI equity rally. The reasons are there. The price action is really poor quality. It's not great up at these really exceptionally expensive levels. That's the other thing to keep in mind. So US indices, we're at all-time highs. We're expecting strength, them to strengthen. It's probably going to be a bit more grinding than explosive, but we're really surprised to see such an explosive move. I think it was on Monday, wasn't it, where we got a really strong rally on Monday. And if you want to link it to really lowering CPI and PPI from last week, then you would just question, well, why didn't we get that move play out aggressively on the Thursday and the Friday? So there's a bit of a delay before we saw the explosive move. So ultimately, we want to keep all options open to ourselves. It's a difficult one to call it either way at the minute. So we're wanting those correlations to start feeding through. And it's up to the markets whether that happens or not. And if it does, we'll be very comfortable trading it. And if it doesn't, and if these markets can remain mixed, then we need to take that into consideration with our decision making. And if we do trade lower size, trade wider stop losses often, and be very selective about what you choose and the reasons why you're trading those trades. Make sure you're comfortable with the trade. It's not really about guessing your direction at the moment. You've got a difficult trade with the indices. So not as straightforward, as easy as these markets may appear. We're probably, especially with retail sales numbers yesterday, we're probably on the dovish Fed side of things, even though, we only have to go back a week for the FOMC, which was quite a hawkish FOMC, in our opinion. All the Fed members voted increases in on the inflation side of things. The interest rate expectations, we saw a 20 basis point increase pretty much across the board. So the neutral level is much higher now than it was a week ago. Again, that's not ultimately that good for stock markets, but I think the CPI and the PPI numbers, along with the unemployment numbers from last week, just reignited this AI rally yet again. So different narratives to kind of break it down is difficult. Right. So on that note, guys, thanks very much for joining us. If there's any questions, feel free to post them. We'll switch rooms now, so hopefully you can join us for the live European mentorship room. We'll be broadcasting there in just about a minute's time. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts from just $59 for calendar month. For more information, just go to thelivetrader.com. Feel free to connect with us through the signals through our chat function on our website if you need. All right then, guys, on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. We just have to see how these markets play out, and at the moment we're in a bit of a holding pattern, so let's see what we get as we unfold. Right, we'll speak to you soon. Thanks so much as always, and we'll be live now in just a few seconds. All the best. My pleasure, guys. Take care. Bye for now.